Welcome, everyone, to the ECW Wrap-Up Show, and brought to you by the East Coast Audio. We are coming to you on January 6th, 2008. That's when the show happened.
2009.
I don't know why. I keep putting the weight on everything, too. I can't stop doing it. And I do that every year. Every year is retarded.
I mean, who doesn't? Yeah.
But Barger Purnell, brought to you by Barger Purnell and Travis Bryant. Say what's up to everybody. This show is live from New Orleans. From New Orleans, Louisiana. Of course, Ty Grisham, Matt Stryker. Still started off with a match right off the bat.
Real quick, before you jump into that, did you see it was the same sign that was on Raw that said, right up front, it said Nick Hogan drove me here?
No, I didn't even peep that, honestly.
Yeah, it was obviously on Raw. And,
crazy.
Made TV again on ECW. But yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
that's tasteless.
Well,
I had known.
What if he did drive me there?
In Louisiana.
Okay.
Opening match. Started off with a match right off the bat. Jack Swagger versus Finley. And, of course, Hornswagger was there. This match was pretty good. I like I like how you say the psychology. And I want you to, see how you... See, I want to know what you think when I break down this psychology for you or a little aspect of it. I like how the fact with this match on how it went down, at the beginning and sort of in the middle, the match was kind of like slow. But I seen it like Finley.
It is Finley in there, so.
Yeah. But when Finley was on the offensive, there was more of a pace. I mean, maybe not any rope throwing or anything, but. The whole style of the match changed, first of all. I mean, the pace was slowed down because Swagger was, like, wearing Finley down for most of the match, as Matt Stryker put it. Because I would have thought that the crowd would have been hasty at, how there wasn't much going on. But I kind of liked it. I wanted to get on your thoughts on that.
I thought it was just a, slow start. I thought Swagger sold a lot of stuff well, like punches and getting beat.
He did sell a lot of stuff well.
I just noticed, like, wow, he's cell game seems to be better. excuse me. I just thought it was okay start to a match. Not bad. It was just like, all right.
I'm talking about like throughout, because there was this time.
Well, I mean, he worked his arm. Striker and Striker put over. He goes to his right arm now. Okay, if you know anything.
What would you do in a situation like that? Of course. Yeah.
It's just that they all use their right hand for the most part. But I know Finley's. Isn't he left-handed, like your bitch is?
Finley left-handed? I guess he's one of us. Yeah.
One of y'all. But no, I mean, I thought it was an okay match, psychology-wise. Same as Finley match. It's going to be typically, good or at least competent than realistic psychology.
I really wasn't. What'd you say?
No, I was just saying. I mean, it was fine. The match was fine. It was a fine match.
How'd you like the ending? I didn't like the ending too much, though.
Well, I thought that Hornswoggle's punk ass got what he deserved.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I cannot believe I forgot about that. That was one of the best parts of the night to me. I gotta
best
give it.
The fact that he got hit.
Yeah, honestly.
Right, yeah.
He shouldn't have been in there. He got
it. If you watch it again, the ref saw him jump on him.
And then
turn back around to back to Swagger or back to Finley. And it was like, and then I liked the fact that Swagger didn't even sell it. Like, what? You know, he flipped. I mean, he took the bump. He got right up. Like, what? And threw his dumb ass right into the barricade.
Yo, I was dying when I seen that. I promise you. I was just like, good. You know,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Man.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry he's so small and everything. You know,
I'm not sorry he's small. I'm sick of him.
Because he makes you not sorry. Like, what is he doing anyway week after week? Like, it's, I guess it's fun to see him doing these little swantons or sentons or whatever. Or, I mean, whatever things he be doing, like, to the outside, suicide ties. But he don't belong there. He don't belong touching people. He's been doing it for too long, too. You know, getting interfering in the matches. He finally got, you know. He ain't been beat up that bad since JBL was his ass. And, you know, he really ain't get beat up, but he got...
Remember in June, right after the draft, they had a match or some kind of tag match, Finley and somebody, Aaron Hornswoggle got involved, and he took a... he tried to Hurricane Rana or leg scissor John Morrison. He just hit him like that out and hit him with this nice move. And since he's so little, it's just vicious as shit. So he's got, I mean, he's taking his, I mean, you know, people push him down all the time. Mark Henry threw candy at him. You know,